Initially, Peyton Manning, whom the Indianapolis Colts elected not to re-sign on March 7th, announced that he would not work out for whatever teams might be interested in his services. Yesterday, he worked out in North Carolina for Denver Broncos executive John Elway and Broncos coach John Fox, who had flown in for the show. Representatives of the Seattle Seahawks are said to have flown to Denver last weekend to meet with Manning, but apparently they missed connections. I guess the jet sat gleaming on the runway for a while and then flew off, although the Seahawks did connect with Manning a few days later. Manning also worked out for the San Francisco 49ers, who apparently weren't entirely discouraged, since it was reported yesterday that they were still interested. The Tennessee Titans, for whom Manning may also work out, and the Arizona Cardinals also expressed interest. Manning met with representatives of the Cardinals this week for over 6 hours, which is about 2 hours less than he spent with representatives of the Titans, and apparently it wasn't enough. Late yesterday afternoon, the Cardinals were advised that they would be wise to proceed as if they had never heard of Peyton Manning. Has it struck anybody else that by the time the NFL training camps open, Peyton Manning is going to be really tired and perhaps confused? I once heard a story about a high school senior who visited a score of college campuses. Having been accepted by about a dozen of them, she chose one. When her parents drove her to the school in September, she looked around and said, "Hey, this isn't it." Her dad, who had already written the check, said, "Yes, it is," and dropped his daughter off and drove home. I hope that doesn't happen to Peyton Manning. It's 19 minutes past the hour.